This is chapter 25 from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing the story of Gopi Vastraharna, the Katyayani Brat, and the Gopis, the Kanyakumaris worshipping Nanda Nandan. Rather, worshipping Katyayani to attain Nanda Nandan as her husband. This is text 23.
Paridhaya Svavasamsi Preshta Sangamasajjita Krihita Chitano Chelus Tasmin Lajja Yitekshana.
The Vrajagopis were addicted to associating with their beloved Krishna. Preshta Sangama Sajjita. Thus they became captivated by him. Even after putting their clothes on, they did not move away from Krishna. They simply remained where they were, shyly glancing at Shyam, Vishwanath. Just as Krishna had stolen their clothes, he had also stolen the gopis' minds and their love. This verse describes the gopis as a reservoir of prema. The gopis interpreted the whole incident as proof that Krishna was also attached to them. Otherwise, why would Krishna have gone to the trouble of playing with them in this way? Krishna had overcome their shyness and forced them to come out of the water naked. But now that the gopis dressed themselves properly, again they became shy in Krishna's presence. In fact, this incident increased their humbleness before Krishna. They did not want Krishna to see them staring at him, but they cautiously took the opportunity to glance at the Lord. There is a suggestion that the bashfulness pervaded their bodies more than even previously. Because now, before they were bashful and shy, but they were somewhat distant from the Lord. He was high in the branches of the Kadamba tree at Chirgat, and they were deep in the waters of the Kalindi. So there was some space difference, but they were still shy because of the situation of that they were naked in the water, and he was calling them forth. They would have to leave the safe shelter of Kalindi and stand before Krishna without any clothes. So certainly this is a great cause of embarrassment, or shyness would increase, but doesn't compare to the shyness that they felt when they were only standing a few inches from Krishna. Because they already understood that, well, this is the person I offered my body to. He saw me naked from head to toe. And all my private parts, he saw everything, whatever charms and treasures I have as a young lady, young girl, Kanyakumari of Braj. And now I'm dressed, I'm wearing my clothes. But now my intense attachment to him is being revealed. Before, my body was revealed, so that was my shyness was taken away, my bodily shyness. But now my shyness of my heart, the curtain of my heart has been lifted. The curtain covering the intense attachment I'm cherishing within my heart for Shyam has been lifted. So now he can see that also. He can see the naked truth of my intense attachment to him. That's why I can't move from his presence. He's like a powerful magnet, Chumbak. And I'm like a piece of filing, a little particle of iron. I'm stuck by that Karshan. Karshan means magnetic attraction, powerful pulling force, compelling and pulling attractive force. And that's Krishna, the reservoir and repository of all love. So now Krishna's stolen their very hearts, so they're very shy. Someone may steal your clothes or see your body, but if they see the secret treasure of your heart, your heart's attachment, and your heart's intense to love and attraction for someone, that may be more guarded than one's own body. But now when they stood before Krishna, and because they had developed so much purva rag, they had never met Krishna before. They never directly spoke to him. or saw him at a very close distance, a very close range. Now we saw him at very far away, from the rooftop of their palace, from the Chandrashalikas, or they heard descriptions about him from elderly gopis, maybe their older sisters, for example. People have sisters. So their older sistersmaybe some of these are Lita's younger sister, Vishaka's younger sister, we don't know. Well, probably not, because they're sadhana siddhas. And Lita's Sakhi, they're all Nitya Parishads. So their younger sisters must be Nitya Parishads also. At any rate, they would hear from the elderly gopis about how they would dance with Krishna and play with Krishna. And then they would increase their own loving attachment, although try not to show it externally that they're also attached. Listen with a passive interest. Oh, really? Krishna did that? Acha. Actually, their hearts were saying, wow, he did this and he did that. Oh, wow. When will we ever be with Krishna? And how is it possible? And let us go to Purnamasi and ask her what to do, because she's a guru that solves all problems. She's a mystic that answers all questions. And she's a friendly lady guiding us in Braj. So ladies understand the hearts of other ladies. And she's an elderly, motherly person, Purnamasi, and a great yogini. So she can surely guide us somehow to tell us some brat that we can execute in order to attain the fulfillment of our ambition to make the impossible possible, to become Krishna's wives. Text 24. Tasam vigyaya bhagavan supara sparsha kamyaya dhritavratanam sankalpam ahadamodara bala damodaro bala. The Supreme Lord Damodar, excuse me, Krishna, understood the determination of the gopis. Dhritavratta, sankalpa. He also knew that the girl's desire to touch his lotus feet. And thus Lord Damodar Krishna spoke to them as follows. Sapadasparsha kamyaya. They are intensely desirous. Kamyaya, it didn't say itcha, it said kamyaya. Kam. So that implies that their desire to touch was more than simply an innocent desire to touch. Because itcha also means desire. Itcha, sparsha, sopada, sparsha, itcha would mean, oh, desire to touch your feet. Sopada, sparsha. But when you say sopada, sparsha, calm, they had calm, means their calm was intense love. So we understand what is lust. And so calm means lust, lusty desire. It's a type of burning sensation, a type of forcing and type of irritation in the brain and heart, where one becomes lustier, influenced by Kamadev, the god of lust, material so-called love. But the gopis' love is not burning, it's not selfish, it's not painful, but it's intense. It's really intense, and much more intense than even the impulse and burning sensation of material lust. Therefore, their prema is called kam. They're called kamatmika. Kamatmika gopis of Vrindavan. Kamanuga. Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. So their love is so intense and so compelling and so selfless and so self-forgetful and so forceful that to say it's ordinary prema is not sufficient. So it's called kamatmika, that their very atmas are filled with kam. Atma means body, mind, and very self and hearts. They were all filled with calm, which means intense desires to please Krishna, intense burning desires to satisfy Krishna and fulfill his desires to enjoy them, which is quite opposite of material calm, which is me-centered, my enjoyment, my pleasure. So here it's saying Supadasparsha Kamya, that they had lust, intense lust to touch Krishna's feet. Not simply a passive, well, let me touch your feet and get relieved of my sins, like pious Indians will come to a saint and touch his feet, because they know that by touching someone, then it transfers the karma. So if I have my sins, by touching a saint, then I transfer my sins to him, and he can digest them because he has so much purity of bhajan and tapabalam. And then I'll get free from those reactions because I passed them on to him. So this is a very generous, where they want to touch the feet of the sadhu to give him their sins and get some promotion. But doesn't do any good for the sadhu. Supada Sparsha Kamaya. Krishna understood that the Brajakanya's desire to touch his lotus feet is more than desire. It was they had intense craving to not only touch his lotus feet, but like the other gopis, they wanted to hold Krishna's lotus feet on their breasts. So this is more than just touching, because this touching is full of conjugal feelings, full of madhurya bhav, and that's what they had. Their styrati of these kanyakumaris is madhurya, swakya bhav, the intense conjugal love of a wife or husband for one another, in the mood of a lawful wife or husband, married partner, spouse, husband, whatever, pati patni. So this is there. So then he spoke to them. So Vishnu tells, the gopis could have said here, O Krishna, O topmost enjoyer of loving exchanges, we have now obtained the fruit of our vow because you have created this extraordinary fraud. By that you have driven the very life air out of our bodies. By your mercy we have become fully satisfied. By making us come out of the water, you have used various clever devices to insult us in every way. Then, after draping our garments over your wonderful shoulders, you gave them back to us along with the jewel of your own heart, as expressed in your words. In response to this, we can only give you our bashful glances. Therefore, because we are simply foolish girls, we cannot discern whether this pleases or offends you. Since you know perfectly well the differences of time, place, and person, you should please speak whatever you desire to say. We will immediately go home upon hearing that. Desiring to answer the gopis, the Supreme Omniscient Lord then spoke three verses. Sankalpo vidita sadyo bhavati namarachanam mayanu modita saso satyo bhavitam arhati. Sri Krishna said, O sadvis, saintly girls, I understand that your real motive in this austerity has been to worship me, Madarchanam. That intent of yours, Anumodita, is approved by me, and indeed it must come to pass. Krishna said, O chaste women, though out of modesty you have not mentioned that your real purpose, Sankalpa, in worshipping me was to please me, I know and I accept it. Because your desire was pure, it will be fulfilled. Since I am controlled by prema, nothing is impossible for my premi bhaktas to attain. At this point, the Kripa Shakti, mercy potency, made the Lord's power more evident among the gopis, though the power was still under the control of prema and subject to the pastimes. By this power of Kripa Shakti, Krishna understood the gopis were performing austerities in the worship of Katyayani to attain him. And thus Krishna gave them the results. Garga Muni had said that Krishna was similar to Narayan, but now the gopis thought of Krishna as Narayan. Text 26. Namaya veshita dhiyam kama kamaya kalpate barjita kotita dhana prayobijaya neshate. The desire of those who fix their minds on me, Krishna speaking, does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Maya vesh diyam, avesh, mai. If someone fixes their intelligence, their buddhi, their diya, their meditation, their contemplation on Krishna, avesh, they go there, they enter there, enter Krishna's form, meditate on Krishna's beautiful transcendental form, 19 marks, symbols and signs on the bottom of his lotus feet and the other beautiful parts of his body as mentioned in the meditative guidebooks of Vishwanath Chakravarti and other scriptures. Rupa Chintamani and Dhyanamritam and other books that describe how to meditate upon the form of the Lord, beginning with his beautifully soothing and satisfying smile on his lotus face and working down his beautiful bodily limbs to his lotus feet and back to his face. These meditative books are there. There's one nice book in Hindi and English, Radha Govinda Meditations. That gives a nice guide to meditating on the Lord. So by doing this, one will be able to fix his mind on Krishna. Avesh Diya. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. The analogy is that the bijam, he's talking about the seeds of a barley plant, if you fry them in the frying pan, they lose their ability to, life force leaves that situation because it's not a good place to be. Like when the body gets burned up, the soul leaves the body because it's too hot to stick around. So the life force leaves the body, even though the body may be dead, but soul may be still lingering there, but when the body is burned up, then it's no longer a place to stay in. Similarly, life force, soul is living in the seed of the barley plant. So as that seed loses its power to fructify or produce any result, the karma bijam, kutam bijam, prarabdha and aprarabdha, the four stages of sin or karma fall, be it punya or pap. There are four stages for both. They become the keynote, the beginning of it all is a bijam. No bijam, no phalam. So that's the best way to go. Karamani nirdahati kintu chabhakti bhajan. Brahmaji says in Rama Samhita that he's describing sadhana bhakti. In the end of the book, he talks about the prayojan of Goloka, Alola Chandrakala Sadvana Balyavam Shri Ratnan Gadam Pranayakeli Kala Vilasham Shamam Tribangalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He talks about the goal, have a loving, intimate relationship with Krishna as one of his Shaktis, or blissful persons are in his entourage. Ananda Chimera Sapradi Bhavita Bhis Tabiri Eva Nitrupataya Kalabi Goloka evani visatya kilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham. He talks about Goloka, Prayojana, Haridam, Goloka Dam, surrounded by gopis, Nijarupataya Kalabi. His energetic, artistic, and beautiful expansions that love him in so many ways. So this is Krishna and his devotees. We're all his energetic expansions, energy, loving particles of service. Well, he talked about that, and then he summarized and he concluded the book by explaining the sadhana to attain there. So there he says, karmadi nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan, by doing bhajan, bhakti bhajan, Krishna bhajan, Radha Krishna bhajan, then karmani bijam nirdahati, all the seeds are karma, nirdahati, they're destroyed, annihilated. Krishna is telling the same thing to the gopis. Anyone who meditates on me, that meditation is very powerful. Meditation is powerful. Someone says, oh, I'm chanting japa, sometimes I'm thinking of pastimes. Is that bad or is that good? That's very good. Well, your sins are getting destroyed by that meditation. You're remembering Krishna, pavitram. Pavitram rupam, mangalam. He's pavitram mangalam. Any contact with Krishna is purifying. Purnashuddha nityamukta binatva namanamano. Purnashuddha nityamukta binatva namanamano. So the nami and namano. Contact with the name of that person, which is the name. So you contact Krishna's name or his form, namrukun lila. Any sparsha with Krishna. So padasparsha pavanam. So padasparsha mangalam. This is the result of contacting Krishna because he's the supreme pure. One becomes pure. Contact fire, you become warm. Contact water, you become wet. Contact air, you become dry. And contact Krishna, you become purified and ultimately attain love. First purity, then prema. There's no prema without purity and no purity without prema, ultimately. Even so-called purity without love of God will be impure by selfish desire. So he's saying that you fixed your minds on me, you're always thinking of me and praying, especially this last month, day and night you're chanting in your sleep, Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patame Kurate Namaha. You're chanting in your dreams, in your sleep, and you're waking and you're doing puja. Your mind, especially this month of Margashirsha, are completely fixed on me. So what's happened? You became pure. All your aparabdha, prabdha, whatever remaining threads and traces of karma were there, and your siddhadehas are now destroyed, and you have your vastudeha. Your vastu, your nitya, eternally pure form. So I came before you, and I played with you, and joked with you, and embarrassed you, and played this fraud with you, pretending that someone else stole your clothes, that actually I stole your clothes. It was just simply a pretext to steal your love and show you mine. So you passed the test, and this is a lesson I want to show the world through your example, that anyone who fixes their mind on me, as I'm proclaiming to the gopis, I'm proclaiming to the world, whatever Krishna proclaimed and announced to Arjuna and Kurukshetra is for the entire world, even today. Krishna's message is not falling on deaf ears. It's falling on any evolved heart will catch the message of Krishna falling in their ears and get sufficient strength and knowledge to get liberated from this material tabernacle of birth and death. Krishna's holy and sacred words are ever powerful, ever potent and pure. So Krishna is using the gopis as a springboard to enter our hearts and speak to the conditioned souls about the power of dhyanam, smaranam, meditation. Rup dhyanam. Meditate on me, it's good. Your karma bijam will be fried and it won't be able to fructify. If the barley corns are fried in the pan, the frying pan, they won't sprout into life if you put them in the soil. So we have so many seeds of desire waiting to sprout in the soil of this body and create so many difficulties and this body. Body is a kshetra. Kshetra means soil. Kshetra means field. This is called kshetragya. We are the knower of this field. Kshetragya, chapter 13 of Gita. All about the knower, nature, enjoyer, and consciousness. So that means the kshetra, the purusha, prakriti, and kshetragya. We are the knower. This is the body. This is a field. Field means kshetra, kisan, kisanwala, farmer. So the seeds are in the field, and they fructify, and they create plants and growth and branches and fruits, and maybe they're weeds, and maybe they're poisonous weeds, datura, or something else, or maybe they're mango trees. And good karma is a mango tree, and bad karma is a datura, fall, poison fruit. Either way, we have to eat the poison or eat the sweet. This is our field, our kshetra. But this barley corn fried in the pan cannot sprout to life and put in the field. So our karma bijam, when they're fried in the fires of meditating on Krishna's feet or form, or swapada sparsha. If swapada sparsha, if we develop an intense desire to touch our, have our minds touch Krishna's feet or Krishna's form, swapada sparsha kamiya, mayi. Put these two verses together, verse 24 and 5. Mayi avesha diyam. So our diya, our intelligence, should enter, avesh, pravesh, should enter and become totally absorbed in what? And meditating on the desire to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. So padasparsha kamaya, then mayi aveshita diyam. Combining the two verses as a lesson for the sadhakas and the adi atmika vichar. So this is a very nice teaching, and Krishna himself is directly giving through the giving to us through the gopis. They're already doing it. They're already absorbed in meditating on Krishna. They're the greatest yogis. Even the greatest yogis can understand the depth of the bhajan, Mukunda bhajan of the gopis. They're doing this intense. Bejur means bhajan, Mukunda Padavim. They're worshipping the lotus feet of Mukunda. So now the purport by Vishwanatha, text 26. Sri Krishna said, if someone worships me improperly or impurely, I can make that offering pure because I am full of good qualities. That's why we worship Guru. And it's told in the Prem Pradeep Archana Padati of ISKCON, another based on Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's telling there that one has to always worship Guru before his puja and afterwards pray the Guru to forgive him for his offenses. Aparada sasrani kriyante narishanna dasamati madhapashama samanasudna. Shamaswa. Please forgive me for all the aparadas I've made in worshipping Shalagram or Giriraj or Gornitai or Jagannath or Radha and Krishna, O Gurudev, your ocean of mercy, Kripa Sindhu, and your Krishna's dearest Mukunda Prishna Vishnu Prishna Krishna Prasaya, your Krishna Prishna Mukunda Prishna. So please tell Mukunda to free me from my aparadas. Mantra hinam, kriya hinam, bhakti hinam, janardana, yat pujita mayadevam, paripanam dadastame. Paripurna, my puja is paripurna, complete now. But even though it's complete, I didn't chant proper mantras, proper bijam or proper mul mantras or bijam mantras or upachara mantras and the proper puja procedures of archan. Mantra hinam, without all those, without mantra hinam, kriya hinam, and proper rituals in a systematic way. Matriyam Kriyam Bhaktiyam, and what to speak of devotion. Alright, I don't understand the proper mantras, and nor do I chant them, nor do I do the right sequence or proper rituals or rites. But the most important thing is bhakti. I don't have any devotion either. I'm simply a machine mechanically moving here and there. So despite all that, my puja is complete, but this is what it was. So Gurudev, please somehow accept it and improve it and upgrade it. Take it from economy class and upgrade it to business class. Make my offering first class. From business class to first class, clipper class. executive class, by your touch. So that's what Vishnu is saying. Krishna is saying here, even if someone worships me impurely or purely, but I make the offering pure because I'm full of good qualities. Sarvadeva Mayoguru. Sarvadeva Mayoguru. Samast. There's a verse in the fifth canto about the guru has all the qualities of the demigods. This verse explains how, because here Vishnu is saying that Krishna is telling the Kanyakumaris and all of us that if anyone fixes their mind on Krishna, we absorb avesh, mai avesha, diyam. If our intelligence and mind is absorbed completely in Krishna, then all of our kama, kamyaya, kalpate, barjita, kvatita, dana. Dana means fire, barjita means destroyed. Barjita is the same as Hindi. Barjita. Barjita, kvatita, dana. The fire. Prayo, bijam, neshate. The bija, prayo, those seeds will be, they'll be nothing. They'll just become nothing. Neshate, nash. They become destroyed by this fire of meditating on me. So then Vishnu is saying that even if someone is properly or improperly, impurely worships me, still I make that offering pure because I am full of good qualities. So I'm making the same point that Krishna's representative to all the sadhakas. Here Krishna is speaking directly. But Krishna's representative to all the sadhakas is Sri Gurudev. Because he's Kripa Shakti Murti, he's Krishna's Kripa Sarup. So Kripa Sarup means that the Guru is also full of good qualities. As Krishna is full of all good qualities, and he can make the impure pure, the improper proper by his glance or his touch, his mercy. So the Guru is also full of all good qualities. Sarvadeva Mayaguru. All the qualities of the Devas and Suras. Suras or Devas are compressed within the form of the Guru. All the compassion, mercy, kindness, tolerance, peacefulness, intelligence, resourcefulness, religiousness, everything is there within the Guru. Thousands and millions of qualities. There's a verse in fifth canto which also describes the nature of the Niskinshans of the Mahabhagavats. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana saver gunais tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahagunan manoritena asti dhavato bahi. Prabhupada liked very much preaching in this verse that on one side you have the suras, the devotees that surrender to God and of all good qualities of the demigods. Sarasate says sarvaguna. Sarvaguna sama sura, samasate sura. They have all the qualities. Sarvagun of samasate sura. So all the suras, all the demigods. But then, okay, what's the contrast? And when you can do comparison, often you do comparison by contrast. This is the good, this is the bad. They're actually contrasting, they're not analogous. Bad is opposite of good. These are the qualities of bad and these are qualities of good. So by contrasting them you can see the differences. So these are the qualities of the good guys, the suras, the devas, the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. But then there's the anti-party, Diablo, the devil. There's the abhaktas, harava bhakta. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadgunan. Those that are abhaktas, the so-called mahagun, the qualities they have, they're temporary because manaratena. Manaratenasati and tavato bahi. They're traveling on the manaratena, the chariot of the mind. Today they're peaceful and good. Next day they pick up a gun and kill somebody because they get inflamed with anger and uncontrolled senses because they have no center. They are the center, not God. When God is the center of one's existence, he's the ultimate controller. Rishikesha, Rishikenam, Sevanam, Bhakti Uchate. When one is absorbed in Bhakti Seva, Seva Anubhav and Bhakti, then Krishna takes control. Rishika Isha. Ri-Isha. Kesha. That Krishna Keshava, he becomes the control of the senses, the Rishi. Rishi Isha. Rishikesh. Kesha is Ish. Rishika means senses. So one is a devotee, surrenders to Krishna, and Krishna controls the senses. So he's peaceful. Even if he's angry, anger is sourced in the ocean of peace. He becomes angry to correct, but he doesn't become angry and pick up a gun and kill someone, because Krishna is controlling his senses. He's not on the manoratena. Manoratena means that the mind is just running on the chariot of impulse, because Krishna is not controlling it. A blind driver is controlling the chariot. That's the abhakta. So he can be peaceful today and violently terroristic tomorrow. All the demigods and all their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even though he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? This is the resonance of Jambudvip offering prayers. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 18, verse 12. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana saver gunais tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratena sati dhavato bahi. Asati, they're in the asati, temporary world, dhavata, running outside. Davato Bahi, they're outside running people, outward looking people, no introspection, no inner glance. They're going for it. Go for it, man. Go for the gold. Grab. Reach out. Run out. Freak out. This is the materialistic person. So Krishna goes on in the purport of 26. When they say, what then to say of your absolutely pure desire and pure love, my gopis? The desire of one absorbed in me does not lead to material desire for sense enjoyment. Because the object of love is the topmost spiritual entity, it results in the disappearance of material desire. So if one desires to love Krishna, to serve Krishna, to remember Krishna, he tries to do the same, tries to serve Krishna with love and with sincerity and enthusiasm and attachment and patience and confidence, then that desire and the subsequent action behind that desire or following that desire will lead to the disappearance of any other material desires. The force, the powerful force of that pure spiritual desire will eliminate the conflicting parties of material desires. The anti-party. The word prayo bijaya neshate, means just as. 6:27. Yad abala vrajam siddha mayema ramsyata shapa yad uddhishya vratam idam cheirur Aryarchanam Sati. Krishna goes on in his third verse of addressing the kind of Kumaris. He's basically saying goodbye. You're wonderful. I know why you've done all this tapasya for 1 month, that you just want to worship me. And that's so, that's in the previous 6:25, Krishna said, you've done a lot of tapasya, very rigorous austerity and penances for 1 month. And many people do rigorous austerities and penances, but I don't approve of it. It's torture to the body. It's considered tamagun to create violence to the human body. The super soul doesn't appreciate it. But what Krishna told in text 25, I approve of your sankalpa. My anumodita so satya bhavitam arati satyam bhavat. Says I accept what you've done, because the intent of yours is approved by me. Your austerities and penances were done to attain me, to serve and please me. I approve of that type of austerity. That's selfless. That's spiritual. That's really transcendental. It's not selfish. Austerities are always selfishly based. I want power. I want this. I want that. Money, do austerity. Mystic power, do austerity. Promotion, do austerity. Husband, do austerity. It's all selfishness. But you're doing austerity, worshiping a Kalyani, but not out of selfishness to get a virtuous, powerful husband. You simply want to become my dasi, Shamasundar dasi. They said that. Oh, Shamasundar, we're your dasis. We just want to serve you. Enjoy us, do it, play with us, embarrass us, cheat us, insult us, do whatever you want, but we love you. We're your servants. So this is not selfishness, this is selflessness. So Krishna approves of that type of sankalpa, that type of intention, selfless, surrendered, desire-backed austerity. Austerity to please Krishna, austerity to satisfy Krishna, not austerity to please ourselves. Our austerity is to promote our own cause or to increase our own pleasure. That would not be approved by Krishna. And then he said, those that have this type of properly adjusted desire and their minds are fixed on me, my avesha deyo, then I will reciprocate from them within the heart, as I'm telling also in the second canto of Bhagavatam, Shinvatam Swagata Krishna, Punya Shavana Kirtana, Radyantakstaya Bhadrani Virunoti Saritsatam. I am situated in the heart of the pious, so when they become interested in hearing about me and serving me, Shinvatam Swagata Krishna. Krishna Kata, when they want to Shinvatam, Shravanam, when they want to hear Krishna Kata. Ridyantakstaya Bhadrani, Ridyantaksta. I am standing anta in the heart of the Jiva, Paramatma. And I, what do? Ridyantakstaya Bhadra, Abhadrani, all the Abhadra. Nascha Praesho Abhadrani. Nascha Praesho Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavaditama Shalke Bhaktir Bhavati Noishtaki. I'm standing in the heart. And I eliminate all the abhadrani, all the kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, laziness, lethargy, doubts, confusion, misconceptions, sadhana tattva brahm, sadhya tattva brahm, all the misapprehensions and misunderstandings. I eliminate it when I see that one is eager to hear Hari Gita, Shrimatam Swagata Krishna. So I approve of it. So he's saying here also, I bharjita. Kam kamyaya kalpate bharjita kvatita dhana. All that bijam I destroyed myself. So now he spoke this verse, yat avala, avala vraj, the vraja avalas. Bala means strong, avala means lotus stem arms. They have thin lotus stem arms, so they're not very strong, at least physically. Emotionally, they defeat Krishna. Their hearts are so powerful, so much riddhibala, tapabalam, riddhibalam. There is bhavabalam, bhavabalam, bhavabalam. The power of their love, power of their bhava is so powerful they control Krishna. But physically they're avala, braja avalas, avala. It's a very beautiful word. It's called the weaker sex, the fairer sex. Yad avala vrajam siddha. So these avalas became siddhas. So they weren't Bal Yogis. Bal Yogis. Bal Yogis means they from the childhood Bal, but also very strong. Tapabalam. Tapabalam. Yogi gets tapabalam by his rigid austerities and penances and denial and fastings and Chandrayana Brata and Chaturmasya Brata and this Brata and that Brata. Standing in the water up to his neck and the Ganga in the winter time. Tolerating all kinds of intense cold in the summertime, doing panchagni dhyanam, four huge fires in north, south, east, and west, and the midday sun at 12 o'clock over his head, and jeshta mina, it's 55 degrees centigrade outside, and he sits in the middle of five fires, panchagni brat, and he sweats, and he sweats, and he chants, om, om, om. to get power, the power of Agni, the power of water, the power of fire. He gets so much power by torturing himself with these elements, and the elements surrender to him. Coal surrenders into him, air surrenders, fire surrenders, and he gets tapabalam. He gets all that tapabalam, but he doesn't become siddha, siddha yogi, not so easy. And the gopis are abala, abala brajam, braja abalas. They have no strength, but they became siddha. It is a nice phrase. Yet abala braja siddha. Because what was their perfection? They had their heart and a mind, which everyone has, regardless of the physical dimension they have, or the physical form they have. Everyone has a heart and mind, and their hearts and minds are fully dedicated and surrendered to Shyam Sundar as his dasi, Shyam Sundar dasi. So that was their siddha, that was their perfection. They attained Sakshat Darshan of Krishna, not just the toenails of Vishnu radiating in their heart as a Paramatma yogi. The glimmer of the toenail, Sakshat Krishna. He stole their clothes, he looked at them, he smelled their clothes, he winked at them, he spoke to them. He interacted as a lover, as a husband, as a beloved. That's very powerful perfection of yoga practice. Not only darshan the Lord, Sakshat Darshan, but lila pravesha the Lord. So he's telling, now go now, girls, return to Braj. Your desire is fulfilled. For in my company you will enjoy the coming nights. Udishya vrata idam. After all, this was the purpose of your vow to worship Katyayani, O pure-hearted ones. Sati. Arya Archanam Sati. So now you did your Katyayani Vrat. This is Purnima. I came on the last day. It's over. You did your Avavrita Snan to celebrate the end of your Vrat. Vrata Samapt. And you were successful. I came to you. I accepted your naked bodies. You gave me your heart. I gave my heart. Now go back home. You're a winner. You won the Olympics. You won. No more need to come and worship Katyayani now. You have me. Yogamaya connected you with me. And that's eternal. Once one gets connected by Yogamaya to Krishna, it's eternal. Never broken. Never ends. So it's sure and certain that we're connected. It's just a matter of time separating us. So you go home, and in the coming nights, we'll get together again in an even more intimate way. And then you'll really understand the intimacy of my love for you when I express it in the rasa dance. Maharas. Vishnath comments. Bearing in mind that the most auspicious time for a lover's first trias is the night. That means meeting, trias. It's the best time to meet the beloved is nighttime. Krishna speaks like this to the gopis. Krishna said, O women, although you are perfected siddha beings, you have taken the role of sadhakas, practitioners, to increase the sweetness of my pastimes on earth. In the near future, you will enjoy Ramsyata with me and thus fulfill the purpose for which you undertook austerities in worshipping Durga, Arya, O pure women, Sati. Arya refers to Arya Archana, means the worship Archana of Arya. This is, refers to Durga. Now Sukadeva concludes the pastime to his attentive listener, Parikshit Maharaj, who is all ears, as they say. He hasn't eaten anything for 7 days, nor drank a drop of water for 7 days, nor slept a wink of inattention for 7 days. Sri Shukavacha Ityadishta Bhagavata Labda Kama Kumarika Jayantyastat Padham Bojam Krichtran Nirvivishua Rajam. Sri Goswami said, O Parikshit, Thus instructed by Sri Krishna, the young girls, their desire now fulfilled, could bring themselves only with great difficulty to return to the village of Braj, meditating all the while upon Shyam's lotus feet. Purport. It was now very difficult, Krishtrat, for the gopis to return to Braj because Krishna had already stolen their hearts, eyes, and other senses. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Kavi Vastrahana Leela ki jai. Chapter 25, Srimad Bhagavatam Dasamaskanda ki jai. And next class we'll discuss from Harivamsa Purana about Gopi Vastrahana Leela, and then afterwards Ananda Vrindavan Champu, and then Gopal Champu. And this way we'll continue our classes on Gopi Vastrahana Leela until the end of this Katyayani Brat of Margashirsha month. And this way we'll absorb ourselves and praying to the Braja Gopis and these great sages, the Dandakaranya sages who became these gopis, that we will also attain the mercy of Yogamaya Shakti Ma and be have the fulfillment of our life's long brat and austerities and devotion to attain the touch of Krishna, the darshan of Krishna, the absorption of Krishna, Maya Vaishnadiyam, that our intelligence and minds will deeply absorb themselves and enter so deeply into the names and forms and qualities and pastimes of Krishna that they never come out again. They always stay there, moment to moment, minute to minute, day to day. Absorbs. It's called absorption. Samadhi. Krishna Nam Samadhi, Krishna Gun Samadhi, Rupam Samadhi, Leela Samadhi. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai.